Governor Carney is proposing to save nearly $600,000 in the state budget through cuts to groups that receive state pass-through funding. Those dollars are earmarked for certain nonprofit agencies in the state's general fund. People's Place and Child, Inc., which each provide around-the-clock hotlines, shelters, counseling, and more to women fleeing domestic abuse, are two of those groups.
When you run a 24-hour facility like that, most of the costs are fixed, so it's hard to cut things.
That's Tim Brandau, executive director of Child, Inc. He says his agency, which is about 85% publicly funded, is working on a contingency plan. Brandau says cuts would most likely affect staffing. Marianne Kenville-Moore with the Delaware Coalition Against Domestic Violence calls any funding cuts a big blow. Adding domestic violence shelters require additional supports and service coordination.
We are trying to address the very serious issues that these families are facing. The reality is that our shelter capacity really is only able to take individuals who are in serious threat of harm.
Kenville Moore says local domestic violence shelters served about 200 women last year, not including children, but notes just as many were turned away. Megan Pauley, Delaware Public Media,